I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast. What may well be the biggest storm ever hits the Philippines. Also, Secretary of State John Kerry expresses doubts on the official version of the JFK assassination. Let's get started. We are just beginning to get our first look at what a super typhoon can do to a country of nearly 100 million people. Internationally, it is called Typhoon Haiyan. In the Philippines, they call it Yolanda. Whatever you call it, it was unlike anything most of us will ever see. Even from orbit, it looks terrifying. These pictures taken just before it made landfall. It cut directly across the middle of the island nation. The islands of Leyte, Bohol, and Cebu taking severe hits. Cebu City is home to more than 800,000 people. Look at that monster storm. We've got a correspondent on Leyte in the city of Tacloban, population nearly a quarter million. We have not yet heard from him since the storm hit. We've been repeatedly trying to get in contact with him. We have been unable to. Communications with the hardest hit areas, they are non-existent. News organizations, aid organizations, families trying to reach loved ones. None, it seems, can establish contact. So there's much we do not yet know at this hour, especially about how many were killed or hurt in the typhoon. The confirmed number right now is small, but looking at pictures of the storm coming ashore, it's hard to imagine that number won't rise. This is a look inside perhaps one of the strongest storms in recorded history.
Oh my God!
Super Typhoon Haiyan has made a direct hit on the island.
The typhoon slammed into the Philippines at 4:30 a.m. Friday morning with winds of 195 miles per hour and gusts of 235 miles an hour. That's higher than the winds from Hurricane Sandy and Katrina combined. The powerful storm plowed through the island, leaving homes and buildings destroyed. Government officials say many devastated areas will be uninhabitable for months.
The country's president says they are facing a calamity.
This was the scene in Tacloban City, which was in the direct path of the storm. This reporter from CNN affiliate ABS-CBN was forced inside as the storm barreled in and watched the street below him become a flood zone. Water from the storm as high as 10 feet in some areas. Two barges near the city of Bohol were left stranded. The huge waves prevented rescue crews from reaching them. Crew members abandoned ship by jumping into the churning water, trying to scramble back to land. As of now, one of the crew remains missing. The typhoon came with warning. 125,000 people were able to seek refuge in evacuation shelters. And in some places, the cleanup has already begun. But aid workers have not been able to reach some of the hardest hit areas. So the full picture of the devastation from this powerful storm is still unknown.